Valley police officers face any number of uncertainties when they respond to a call, but a training program aims to help them recognize and deal with people suffering from a behavioral health issue, as was the case with a recent standoff in Phoenix. Nick Margiotta is the Crisis Intervention Training Coordinator for the Phoenix Police Department. He says in addition to discussion about how to defuse situations involving people in crisis, the 40-hour training program also includes a lot of discussion about how to divert people away from the criminal justice system and into the behavioral health system.
If you have all this great diversion and understanding, if there isn't a system that's readily available to take them off the police hands, then nothing really changes.
Margiotta says he spends the vast majority of his time serving as a liaison between the two areas, and that they've both worked really hard to make sure if an officer calls a behavioral health provider, that provider can get the person to the right place.
While long-term care is obviously important, right? That's how folks get better. You don't get to that long-term care unless you go through the front door. And so it really becomes a question of prioritization, what's important to a community.
Margiotta says when he started at Phoenix PD in the mid-90s, officers had maybe an hour or two of training on mental health.
Jamie Seller agrees the relationship between law enforcement and behavioral health has come a long way. He's the senior director for crisis services for service provider Terros.
Maricopa County has really one of the more advanced behavioral health crisis systems probably in the country. There's a lot of good communication with a lot of different stakeholders in the community, police and fire being a strong component of that. And through that good communication, what we're able to do is ensure that the people that we serve, the people who are in the midst of an emotional crisis or behavioral health crisis, are able to get together with the right types of professionals to go ahead and address that crisis and hopefully resolve it for them.
How would you say that your relationship and the way that you work with law enforcement has evolved over the past 5, 10, 15, whatever years?
Well, I think we can go back to 20 or 30 years. I think that we've been doing a really good job in Maricopa County for the last 5, 10, 15 years. We've got twofold. If a police arrives on scene, they're generally going to be the first responder in a majority of situations where somebody's in a behavioral health crisis. They're going to be the first on scene. And what we look to do now that maybe we weren't doing 15, 20, 25 years ago is our goal as behavioral health professionals is twofold. One is to ensure that somebody who is in a behavioral health crisis is being assessed and intervened with a behavioral health professional. The second thing is that we're looking to go ahead and be able to get the police back out in the street and do what their primary role is, which is law enforcement. So the goal of having behavioral health professionals take care of behavioral health crisis and having law enforcement professionals take care of law enforcement issues is absolutely paramount. And I think we do that incredibly well now, which wasn't the case 20 or 25 years ago.
What do you think was the impetus for that change?
I think it's communication. You know, the reality is that there's a lot of different stakeholders within the community that have investiture in helping people in crisis.
What is the advantage to somebody who is in a crisis situation to find an agency maybe like yours as opposed to being picked up by the police and being maybe booked with something or you know, spend some time in jail?
I think ultimately it's best for somebody in a behavioral health crisis to make first connection with a behavioral health professional, some agency that specializes in crisis intervention. And that's not always the case, but the increased communication that we have with the police department allows those people that are in the midst of a crisis to be identified, not to be looked at as criminals, not to be looked at in a way that they need law enforcement interaction, but really they need behavioral health interaction. So 18,996 times last year, about 52 times a day, the police have actually been able to make a handoff. They've been able to make a warm transfer of somebody who is in crisis to those behavioral health professionals. Now, if we take a look at those 52 people a day, the reality is they're all getting the type of help that they need, which is behavioral health. It's not law enforcement. It's not emergency departments. It's the right opportunity for the right type of care at the right time. What this does then for the person in crisis is it's going to help them resolve that crisis.
Jamie Seller is Senior Director for Crisis Services for the service provider Terros.